While there is no excitingly new procedure or technique to enjoy today, it is true that this will be the shortest, probably, day of the term for you in here. So unless you make a mistake or don't work at it, you should get out early. It's the first of three-parter, right? This is the last exercise. And what you're doing today is really kind of just preparatory for what you'll be doing in the next couple weeks. So you're going to be making a standard curve. That's nothing new. In fact, you've made the same kind of standard curve before. But you're also going to be making some measurements on some unknowns that you can use that standard curve for. Now, the laboratory manual had background information about tissue types, right? Vertebrate tissue types. What are those four, by the way? Connective, muscle, epithelial, and nervous, yes. Other groups of organisms have other kinds of tissues. That's just vertebrates. But just in general, what are tissues, by the way? Yes, more than just cells. Cells and extracellular material. And they're cells of different types, right? But what makes it a tissue? Just the fact that it cells and extracellular tissue? I mean, extracellular material, that's your whole body. Yeah, they are performing some similar function. That's why you have different kinds of tissues. Tissue is also one of the levels within the hierarchical arrangement of a biological organization, right? Tissue is between what other two levels? Cells and what? Organs, right. Organs is higher. In other words, tissues make up organs. Cells is lower. Cells make up tissues. All right, so that was given to you as background because what we're working with as samples in these three meetings is ground up vertebrate tissues from different organs. And each of you already has one of the six available organs you're not choosing. So every group has a different kind of tissue to work with. But actually, what we really care about in these three meetings is not tissue so much as macromolecules, right? And what specific kind of macromolecules is the theme? Proteins, right? Well, this makes sense for cell biology to study proteins. In fact, a lot of cell biology really just boils down to studying proteins because proteins do so many important things in cells. They either do them directly or they're involved in just about every important process in a cell. So learning about cells largely boils down to learning about what the proteins are doing and where they are and how they're made. So this is a three-part protein experiment that we're doing. That's the reason you're making a protein standard curve. So you're doing this exactly like you did before, except you're using the Kumasi reagent that's in the hood instead of the Bradford that you used last time. Otherwise, do it exactly the same way you did before. Normally, if you're using a spectrophotometer, you would want to make a standard curve using exactly the same substance that your unknown samples have, right? You're not doing that today, though. It wouldn't be practicable to do it because your samples do not have just one kind of protein, right? It is ground tissue. There's all kinds of different proteins just in one cell, let alone in a tissue. So you don't have just one protein you're looking for. You are using one protein as the standard, though, that represents proteins in general. And what is that? BSA, which is what? Bovine serum albumin. Albumin itself is kind of a general word. There's many kinds of albumin. But albumin is what kind of protein? A what? Where do you find it in you? Where? No? Plasma. It's a plasma protein. There are many plasma proteins which are extracellular because the plasma is the extracellular matrix of the connective tissue called blood. Anyone know where those albumin molecules, the plasma proteins in general, are made in your body, by the way? Where? No, that's where the cells are made. The liver. One thing on the long list of important things that the liver does. Anyway, it's a plasma protein. This one we're using came from the blood of cows. That's what BSA is. So that represents our protein as a standard, and just follow, you know, you've, like I said, you've already done exactly this before. You're just making a new standard curve today. Remember, when you graph it, to graph the average of the replicates. Don't graph each individual replicate. Let me see the graph when you get that done. Try to do it carefully because these can be fairly nonlinear, remember. Anyway, also make sure you graph it as absorbance versus micrograms. When it comes time to doing your samples, that'll allow you, you'll be able to use the standard curve, of course, to figure out how many micrograms in there. Well, the datum sheet isn't due immediately because this is a three-parter and you might not look at the datum sheet, but you certainly should be looking at the protocol, and the protocol tells you to do something that a lot of people will skip if I don't demand that they do it in person. So don't come in next week unless you have already done the calculation of what your acetone powder suspension's protein concentration is. You need that number when you come in so that you can use it immediately for next week's procedure. Okay? It's not a hard calculation to make, but that's one thing that today's data allows you to do, so that you can have that in hand for use next week. You need it right away, because if you don't have it, then you're going to hold everyone else up next week. Okay, so that's the idea today. The procedurally, you won't have any difficulty because you've done all this before, really. I do need to tell you about a change, though, that's important. When you, the current protocol tells you to refer to the previous time you've done this, so you're going back to a different protocol to follow the instructions on how to do the standard curve. Do that as is. Follow that table to the letter as far as volumes. And that standard curves table of volumes, all the ingredients in each row add up to 3,100 microliters, because you're using 3 milliliters of this reagent and you're using some combination of water and protein that add up to 100 microliters, so that's a total of 3,100 microliters. But when you look at the table for your, the same thing you're doing for your acetone powder suspensions, because you need to process them the same way with the same assay, those rows' volumes only add up to 3,050 microliters. So, I think it's page 8 where that table is. Change those volumes of water to 50 more than what they're listed, each one of them, so that still the water and the protein will add up to 100. That way you'll have the same volume as for your standard curve. Everyone get that? Okay. Finally, the acetone powders that you have and that you're going to make acetone powder suspensions out of are, like I said, already on your racks in two different containers. You're going to end up combining those into one. Why do we give them to you as two? Any idea? No? Well, what are you going to do as part of processing them? Centrifuge them. So if you have them as two, they serve as each other's balance. All right? You're going to then combine the supernatants into one tube, but then you're going to split that into two tubes again. Why bother to combine them into one? Exactly. They're not identical. So there might be a slight difference in concentration of proteins in the two supernatants. If you combine them, then they're all the same concentration. Then you separate them into two vials. Now, as soon as you have that done, you're going to mark one of those tubes, LDH, and some identifier for your group, and you're going to immediately come up and put it on ice as soon as you're done with it, okay? The other one you save for yourself for use today, but you won't use very much of it at all. When you make your dilutions, which won't take long, you're done with that tube, don't throw that away. Also give me that one. So don't throw away any acetone powder suspension. You need those for the next couple weeks. All right? Damn, there is definitely something I wanted to tell you here. Gone. As usual, I'll remember it like 2 minutes once you start getting busy. That's it.